Hey, GWA Backstage, this is Shameless Soul. I know you haven't heard from me in a while, but I decided to scoop on in. And what better way to start posting again than to answer a questionnaire? So today I'm going to be doing, I think you pronounce it Abby's Autumn Questionnaire. It was submitted 10 days ago. I figured, why not swing into it again with a questionnaire about autumn, the fall time, since it is October 1st. So, let's get started. Number one, are you afraid of change? Yes. I don't like change. But then again, I do when things become stagnant and bored. But even though things do change, I do get very anxious about it and don't want things to change. But that's usually when it's bad changes. When there's good changes, I invite them. But when it's bad changes, I'm like, no, get away, please. So I guess yes and no, depending on the situation. Number two, what's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done? Ooh, most spontaneous. Am I a spontaneous person? See, I feel like a partner in crime would make you spontaneous more than being solo. Most spontaneous thing I've ever done. Oh, man. I have to think about this. Most spontaneous thing I've ever done. Like, spur of the moment. Probably the one time I went out. Was it 4th of July or was it Memorial Day weekend? I think it was 4th of July. I wasn't planning on going out at all. And then I went out with some friends, saw fireworks, went to a club. It was pretty fun, actually. But was that spontaneous? I think that was planned. I'm not really a spontaneous person because I like to plan things out because I have a life outside of, you know, doing fun things. And so I don't really like to be spontaneous, but it was recent. I wanted sushi late at night to the point where I told my mom, because I live with my mom, I said, I want sushi. It was like a spur of the moment thing. And she told me, but I'm low on gas. And I said, I'll pay for your gas just to get me sushi. And so I paid for her gas just to get sushi. That was pretty spontaneous, because it was late at night. So yeah, let's go with that. nothing pretty interesting. Number three, your taste buds change every 5 years. It's not fact checked though, but we're gonna go with it. What do you like or dislike eating now that you didn't 5 years ago? Cheesecake and pie. I think those are the two biggest things that have definitely changed for me in recent years. I used to be that person that hated pie and cheesecake. Don't shoot me. I don't know. I just never liked it as a kid or in my teenage years or growing up period. But this past year, I like pie and cheesecake now, which is a blessing and a curse because they're both very fattening and I'm trying to lose weight. So that's just another thing on my list of foods that I can't eat. So there's that. Number four, which technological innovation has had the most impact on your day-to-day life? This is a two-part question. So the first part is that. Most impact on my day-to-day life? I would say my smartphone, because I get news updates on my phone all the time through Twitter and the CNN app. So it's helpful for when I'm not home and I'm not in front of the news and there's something breaking happening, something very important, I get a notification, which is really helpful. And also, I feel like technology as a whole has really helped in crisis situations, just to know where everyone is and to make sure everyone's safe and just to be in the know. Because back then, like, for example, when 9/11 happened, we didn't have smartphones back then. And so it was harder to communicate through a time of crisis as such. And so I think that really helped as far as communication with crisis. Second part, if the technology ceased to exist, consider the positive and negative impacts it would have on your life. Positive, let's see, positive, I guess I wouldn't get so easily distracted because I do get pretty distracted with my smartphone, especially with games and Instagram. I can, and YouTube, I always get recommended like animal videos and animal posts, so those are pretty distracting. So that's a negative, or it's a positive impact to not have it, because I wouldn't get distracted. Negative impact, I feel like I wouldn't be in the loop of a lot of things happening in the world if it weren't for technology. So it's pretty good for that purpose to be in the know of everything. Number five, is there a book or film that significantly altered your perspective? Now, I don't read. Fun fact, I hate reading. It puts me to sleep, so I don't read books. The only thing I actually kind of read is fan fiction, and that's it. A film that significantly altered my perspective. What film made me think, that's interesting. National Treasure, I would say. That was a very elaborate plot for a movie, but I feel like something like that could definitely happen in real life. Who knows what secrets lie in, like, sacred documents and whatnot. You never know. We could be looking at things one way when it should be looked at a totally different way. So, I think National Treasure definitely was interesting for that. Number six, suppose each day one body part is replaced with an identical part until every part of you has been replaced. Are you still you? What? Wait, suppose each day one body part is replaced with an identical body part until every part of you has... I don't get it. What does that mean? Am I still me? Well, I would say yes, because it didn't replace my brain. Or do they mean internally? See, I'm thinking, it says body parts. See, I'm thinking external. Now, if it's just external, then yeah, I'm still me, because I still have my brain and my heart and everything. So that didn't change anything about me. But it says this is basically Theseus's paradox. No idea what that is. That sounds very philosophical, and I don't like philosophy because it's too damn confusing. So I'm gonna say yes, because they weren't being specific as far as whether it was internal or external. So I'm gonna say yeah. Number seven, you can change one thing about yourself or one thing about the world. Which do you choose, and what change do you make? I would definitely change one thing about the world, and that would definitely be the racial divide in the world. It's not just here in North America. I think there's a racial divide everywhere to some extent. I just want everyone to get along and everyone to accept them for who they are, or accept everyone for who they are. And I feel like color should not dictate how you treat a person, or how you act with a person, or how you talk to a person. And so that's definitely one thing I would change. I just feel like we're all here on this earth for a reason. Why not make that reason positive instead of hating one another, you know? Also, at the end of the day, we're all gonna die, and we all bleed red. So really, why do we hate each other? Number eight, share the discovery story behind one of my kinks. Okay, so one of my kinks. I have many kinks. Let's think of one. Let's go with the DDLG kink. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I will leave a link down below under this audio about another audio that I just recorded today, so you understand what I'm talking about. Story behind me getting into DDLG. Well, I've always been a kid at heart, and I've always had a youthful personality about me, and so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was just meant to be, as far as me being a little and me having a daddy, which I do, by the way. I'm just a kid at heart, and I've always been that way, and it's just, I like having an authority over me, but willingly. I don't like having an authority over me unwillingly, like parentals and whatnot, or bosses. I like it when I have control to have an authoritative figure over me. I like that because it keeps me in check. It keeps me on track with things, and it just helps me mentally stay on track. So that's the best thing I can think of, just being youthful at heart. I mean, I'm only 26. I'm not that old, but I'm not that young either. So there you have it. Number 9, why is autumn the best season ever? Because of all of the fall things that come out, and Halloween. Need I say more? I love Halloween. Between Halloween and Christmas, it's hard to say which one's in first place as far as my favorite holiday. I love Halloween. I love pumpkins. I love costumes. I just love everything spooky. I watch paranormal shows every weekend. I love Halloween. That's what I look forward to the most as far as autumn. That and autumn flavored things like apple spice K-cups. That's out, by the way. I need to get those. It's so good. It's apple, I think apple cinnamon spice tea or something, but it's so good. It only comes out in the fall, and it's out now. I just saw it in Walmart. I need to get that soon. And the bonus question, create a haiku about falling leaves and sex. So I wrote this out. This is going to be so terrible, but I'm going to read it anyway. The leaves are falling like my legs around your waist. The cold air is nice. That was absolutely horrendous. I am so sorry, but that is the end. I hope you guys enjoyed this little questionnaire. It was really fun. I need to look into more of the questionnaires on GWA Backstage because there's a lot of them to choose from. And yeah. Oh, sorry if my voice sounds crazy. I had a lot of dairy, so it screws up my voice. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. And leave your answers down below if you wish, or commentary, anything. Whatever's on your mind, don't be afraid to leave it down below. Thank you guys for listening. I will catch you in the next audio.